USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, President Biden says his administration is buying some 200 million more coronavirus vaccine doses. They're also speeding up the delivery of another 100 million.
We're now on track to have enough supply for 300 million Americans by the end of July. It may not sound like the urgent progress we need, but let's be clear. When I took office just 3 weeks ago, this country did not have a plan or enough vaccines or people to vaccinate Americans.
According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 475,000 people have died from the coronavirus in this country. Globally, it's 2,370,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
It was another day of hearings in the Senate for former President Trump's impeachment trial. House managers argued that the former president incited his supporters to assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the election results. Prosecutors used video evidence, media reports, and court documents to make the case. Trump's defense lawyers claim he didn't encourage any acts of violence on January 6th. Democrats arguing why it's imperative to convict the former president. California Democrat Ted Lieu.
President Trump's lack of remorse and refusal to take accountability after the attack poses its own unique and continuing danger.
The rioters were clear why they came to the Capitol, telling investigators who arrested them that they stormed it at the behest of President Trump. The Trump legal team begins presenting their case on Friday. They're expected to challenge the constitutionality of a trial of a former official. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Investigators are looking into stock manipulations. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
The fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter has permanently banned the account of the conservative activist organization Project Veritas, citing violation of their rules. They said there was repeated violations of policies prohibiting sharing other people's private information without their consent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.